Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. We greatly appreciate you guys listening to the show. Make sure you check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, yes, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And we have so many great articles and blogs on our website. Make sure you call us up anytime and say hello, 1-800-420-1980. And go check out our Instagram pages at CannabisTalk101. Yes. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at JoeGrande52. And if you guys are looking for high-quality seeds, you heard us say it before, but you need to head to RocketSeeds.com or on Instagram at Rocket_Seeds. For trusted cannabis seeds, Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality seeds at a fair price. So head to RocketSeeds.com now and check those out. Now, this show is about some amazing products, Blue. Mm-hmm. This lady right here, good old Esther.
Esther
Ramirez. Orale pues. She's a Ramirez now.
Welcome
check out
to the family.
Thank you.
I like that whack of Ramirez background right there. Esther Lenore Ramirez. She's the CEO of Sessions Goods. Now, she went from fashion to cannabis, and I can't wait to hear this whole story on how that went down. Sometimes doing nothing is the most productive thing that you can do. I love that line on the website. They believe that joy lies in the little things, that indulging yourself shouldn't feel taboo or be reserved for hidden moments. Absolutely not. I love that jargon right there. They see the culture and stigma of smoking, maturing, and believing that the products that they use are to be enjoyed should evolve as well. I mean, all that should work together, and I love how poetic you guys are on your website with that. And she has her BA out of Florida, many great gigs in branding and cannabis, worked in New York, San Francisco. Welcome to the show, Esther.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt, Esther, and it's so cool, like I said, you went from the good old-fashioned world to the cannabis world, as I've seen online.
Yeah.
How does that transition before we get into the wonderful products that you have on here, which to me on your website are just phenomenal? But what did you do in fashion before?
So I was an apparel designer by trade. I graduated Florida State University. Go
get
Seminoles.
Closer. There you go. You can grab it and pull it towards you if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I graduated Florida State University for apparel design a long time ago now. Moved to New York promptly, and I worked in high fashion, predominantly doing domestic production for runway shows. I've lived my dream of having a headset at New York Fashion Week.
Wow.
You mean you're a boss?
Yeah.
I'm a boss.
I made it past the stage of unpaid intern, which is like a huge leap in the high fashion industry.
In our industry too, you know what I mean? But continue.
But so I was working for a conceptual lingerie company at the time. We dressed Rihanna. We did all the clothes for the Hunger Games, as well as Tilda Swinton was one of our biggest customers. and was recruited to then move to San Francisco to start as the first creative employee at Everlane, which is now a massive direct-to-consumer and brick-and-mortar accessory company. So I designed handbags and duffel bags and backpacks for a few years in San Francisco.
Now, did you actually do the design or the cuts?
So
there's a difference, right? I mean,
like I can sew. So I'm a sewer by trade, but a lot of what I would do is the actual technical design. So we would work with the person who would help us create sort of the concepts of how things would work, and then my partnership would be to actually communicate those details.
Make it look cool.
Make it functional. Make sure that all the hands would fit in pockets, things like that.
And the stuff that you did there, is that what you brought over to Session Goods?
So a lot of what I've learned came from that. So I manufactured things overseas. I learned how to find factories. I learned how to import and export products working in the apparel industry. I was told very early in my career, if I ever wanted to be an entrepreneur, I should make mistakes on other people's dime.
Nice.
So I made, hopefully not too many mistakes, but I tried to learn a lot of things that I thought would be helpful in starting a business one day.
Yeah.
That you started Session Goods, what made you get into the paraphernalia? These are basically bongs.
Okay. Well, it's not called paraphernalia.
They're bongs.
They're hardcore.
It's a bong.
I mean, it looks amazing. Tell me about this.
Let's talk about this.
So Session is actually my second cannabis business. In 2014, I left my job in the apparel industry, and I co-founded an online head shop that was called Billaby. There, for 3 years, I retailed other people's accessories. So during that time, I realized that I am a bong user. That is my favorite and preferred method. I was collecting anything I could get my hands on, and ultimately found that even though everyone in my friend group knew I smoked weed, you would never notice in my house because everything was just kind of tucked away. It didn't really fit with the rest of my apartment as a, you know.
I like to call that being a parent. Like, I got kids who
there is
I
that.
Know this shit around. But continue.
Or there's the I don't want my parents to come over and see this, or my aunt and uncle to come over and see that.
Or my boss, or who knows?
Anybody. That was for me. I was talking about for myself.
I get it, though.
It's funny because people are like, you know, if you make it into my house, which most people don't make it into my house, but if you make it into my house, you know, or even around my house, you'd think, oh, this guy's in the cannabis industry. He's got to have weed everywhere. And it's like, nah, dog. You know what I mean? There's weed in the house for sure. There's edibles. There's all kinds of shit.
But it's all put away.
But it's put away. It's put away. Everything's proper in there. You know, it's like, you know.
So Esther, then you just completely designed all your products on this table here for Session Goods?
So I am partners with three industrial designers. So we all actually met during the time of Billaby. I wanted to create my own line. It felt like that was where it was moving. I wanted to have something that would fit into my modern home. And I had the ability to actually met my business partners on Tinder. Through a friend of mine, she had gone on a date with a gentleman who had worked with the three people who are now my team and business partners. And
how great is that?
Right?
That's so cool to hear that Tinder did that. I love
it.
I've known some random stories with Tinder and some girl. Amy Appleby. She met a few business people on Tinder as well.
Pitt made his girlfriend on Twitter. I mean, Tinder too, right?
Maybe.
No?
But she is a Tinder.
She's a Tinder! Yeah. Oh, that was his other chick.
The other tender.
Continue. Okay.
Here's the tender, Ronnie.
Here we go. Beef.
Go ahead, Esther.
I
love that you say that because
it's my birthday and I'll cry.
It's funnier. Exactly. Happy birthday.
But it's his. It's Pitt's girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday too?
Yeah, so we just got
happy birthday, love one.
How cute.
Birthday.
You guys look alike too.
Yeah, we do. Actually,
you're both beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
So, Esther. You got these three guys, the three people, they met up through dating them.
Met through a friend.
Big orgy happened, and then you got big bongs.
We basically smoked a bunch of weed. We all kind of came to the same discussion that this was something that we wanted to do, and we all put in a little bit of money and started just slowly developing the products. So it took us about 2 years to get the bong to a place we could sell. We launched in 2018 with 200 units. And then have consistently just bought larger and larger quantities. And then this last year, we raised some money. And we took it from nights and weekends into our full-time job and are now a large and growing team.
Good. And now, awesome, tell us about the product. So if you're at home and you couldn't see it right now and you're just listening, what are we looking at here? Explain it to
and where do they get it?
Listeners.
Okay, so you can find everything at a smoke shop near you, dispensaries, as well as sessiongoods.com. We really were inspired by shapes that would fit in more with like a modern bar cart or a modern home. We wanted it to be something along the lines of like, if you saw it and you smoked weed, you would know what it was. But if it was just kind of in a corner somewhere, it could blend in and you wouldn't immediately be like, that's for weed. So we started with the bong. The bong was inspired by various water vessel shapes and decanters. We use silicone to not only protect the glass itself, I'm very clumsy, so I needed something that was going to be able to protect it. You wouldn't knock it over easily. So all of our pieces have some element of protective surfaces. The entire line is modular, so if any one glass item is broken, you can replace just that singular piece. Great. Without having to buy a whole new set, which is really nice.
Very cool.
Which makes it quality, by the way, if you know about
that. I agree.
Everything is Boro.
Yeah.
So borosilicate glass, heat tempered, food grade silicone, so things won't light on fire. I brought some of our newer items, which are in front of you. We've got our cleaning solution, which will take the paint off of anything if you really leave it in there long enough. It's great for resin. It's very, very efficient. And then our ashtray, which is our newest line item, has a lid and a deboler. So you can...
This is the ashtray?
Yes, the ashtray is right in front of you.
This is hot.
So it's got a little lid.
I thought this was going on top or on the bottom. Ooh. Oops. I thought it was going on the bottom there, and I didn't realize.
How does that work? Describe that, Blue.
This is dope. This is
that how it works at that?
So the
pull this to smoke or what?
Yeah, so that's our little chillum. Yeah. So you can hold that, put then if you flip the lid over,
or you can light it too. But I'd put a joint in there.
You can,
you can put weed in there if you
so
want.
So the cool thing too
and then
is
this player thing right here.
Oh, you can keep it around your neck. Look at you show off pulling things out of your shirt like that.
Well, don't say it like that. They're not on.
Wow.
They're not all watching
awesome.
Either.
Ooh, okay.
She's like,
no, she just pulled out her little glass tip holder out of her necklace that she had underneath her
shirt. Which goes on top of the thing, right?
So she was hiding it, so it's very discreet. I didn't see that. And then you pulled it out to show off this convention. Let's describe this a little better.
Wait a second. This ashtray is amazing. Dope.
So it's an ashtray, you guys, with a rubber bottom, it looks like. I haven't touched it yet.
And a rubber
top
that goes
over it. So it looks like basically the size of a Big Mac, okay?
Yep.
And it has a rubber top, rubber bottom. Can I touch it, please, too?
Double cheeseburger, not quite a Big Mac.
You're right, like a double cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
It's a double cheeseburger size. This lid that comes off, it seals. So you
can press seal.
Keep cannabis in here as well and keep the smell fresh as well.
So we have a sister product that is a jar that is relatively similar looking. It's got a little bottom, bigger bottom base that you can put some of the extra pieces. All of our products come with the bong, for instance, comes with an extra bowl and down stem, just because once again, things break. It's nice to have something to replace. But the ashtray itself, we never found one that had a lid and a deboler. So you don't want to smell the ash. You don't want to have a bunch of stuff like you just don't.
And this is the deboler right here?
Correct.
So in the middle of the ashtray, this is the first time I've seen this in an ashtray, by the way.
I've seen them before.
Have you? Okay, yeah, I haven't seen one like that.
I didn't invent that. I will say that we did not invent that.
You have not, actually. That being said,
but this is like
I've never seen that. Those are the newer advanced. Like
this one in particular, though, is very quality.
Thank you.
And you get your pipe, and you can clean it so well with that.
Yeah, you put it in there.
You get all the little things in there, poke it through. I have left a bunch of these in your break room for your team, so the whole line and a few extras. So whatever.
Oh, really? We have some here now for us too?
Yeah.
You know what else did you leave?
It's funny because I walked in the conference room. I'm like, look, they left me a bunch of stuff for my birthday.
You
That's
have
funnier
four
than
bongs
I got told.
For your birthday.
Did I?
Well,
say
okay. It? So they brought some here from, of course, thank you, Esther, from Session Goods. But the other gentleman that came, Kyle from. Kyle was here from Glasshouse.
Yeah, I saw him.
Kyle goes, Joe, I left Blue a very nice birthday package from Glasshouse. And he goes, there's a lot of product in there.
Oh, really?
He goes, Joe, make sure Blue gives you some. I go, it's all for him and his wife. I don't care. But thank
you
for
right.
Kyle. But
he's like, I go, hey, I want it
hold
now.
On. Who are we kidding? Now that he said that to me, now that I want to go see what he got you. So my point is, I know he got a lot of product.
Where is it? Solar's already got half in his pocket.
Thank you, Esther. Let's talk about some of these other things that you guys have. Because that's an amazing ashtray. These bongs that are inspired to look like such different artwork, a water thing, what are these both the same things on both sides of the table?
Yes. So each bong comes with a silicone footer. So this silicone base also works kind of like a phone case. So we have multiple colors that we carry on our website. We release 3 new colors every year. So as we release new different colors, you can interchange those, customize it to fit whatever style you want. We joke it's like changing up the piece, changing the outfit. It also we've got the extra bowl. So you've got a regular size bowl there, and then we've got our little one-hitter bowls that come with each bong. Everything comes in this box, so we have yet to break a single bong in shipment because of the packaging being so robust and very, you know, it's an unboxing experience.
Which is
that
very difficult, by the way, if you know about shipping and receiving with products like this. It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, let's talk more about that. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
What time is it?
Dime time!
That's right, dime time, folks. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industry has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel glass, ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000-milligram cartridges are amazing. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram at dime.industry.
Man, it's also a coaster.
Look yes. Well, Esther, your products here are so nice. This Big Bong, the ashtray. What other ones do you have here? I mean, the cleaning thing, I can't wait to try to use, but I see some other products up here.
So we've got smaller item also attached to the bong in front of the cleaning solution are cleaning caps. Those are real simple. Just plug the holes. Everything is made to be cleaned very easily. And then this item over here is our hand pipe. So our hand pipe is a modified spoon. So it is all glass, also Boro, and it has a little pinch in the back that helps for airflow. It also protects ash from getting in your mouth. You can sit it upright or lay it on its back.
I like the fact that you can sit it upright.
It's nice, right?
That's a cool touch.
Because then it doesn't, honestly, you could leave that in the house somewhere, like low-key.
I didn't know what it was. Low-key, I didn't know what it was, honestly.
Yeah.
Although I didn't know
I thought it was a down stem. You know what I mean? It kind of looks like a down stem,
don't
right?
Don't ask me what I thought it was.
Let me see. It does.
This thing.
That was like in
So it has two holes.
It does. So it has a carb in the side.
Carb, yeah.
And then each one comes also with a
carry case. Joe doesn't smoke weed,
so
it's like, it has a carb? What's a carb?
It has two carbs, smartass. I don't know why you're attacking me twice today, but it's not nice.
The other one's not a hole, though.
What's this one on the bottom here?
That's a
pinch. So yeah, this
a pinch
this
hole?
It's not a hole. So it won't go all the way through.
It's so that the ash doesn't come flying in your mouth.
Yeah, so it's an ash catcher.
I've never seen that.
But it also helps.
They've always changed these things. I need to start smoking weed again. Like this.
Yeah.
They don't got good things like this when I was smoking the prototype.
So we also comes with a little carry sleeve, and this helps you. You can pack a bowl and take it to go.
Oh!
Hold on a second. We need to describe that right there. This little carry case, folks, makes it to where you're not breaking your glass pipe in your pocket or even holding it on your hip, on your belt loop. Look at that. Good job,
Blue. Best player.
It goes into a case like almost like you'd put a can into a holder, like a beer can holder.
Yes.
But it's a silicone holder that holds your pipe. And it's not going to break.
Goodbye. It won't break. You can carry it on your bag. I've had mine on my belt loop for like 2 years now.
And it keeps the smell down, I'm sure.
Helps with smell. And then when you're done too, you can pack a bowl, take it to go. So say you're hiking and you want to like pack something up
That's
on the
player.
Road.
And
you
it
just
keeps the bowl down.
Keeps the bowl in there, yeah.
Wow.
Dude,
that bowl, let me feel
dope.
That. Let me
yeah.
feel that bowl. That,
so these are...
And it holds it in tight where it's not coming out.
That's
correct.
Dope.
I almost didn't... I didn't see this part right here where it latches it in there.
Yeah, it just accepts it in there and holds it for you.
It's fucking great.
It's a belt. It's a belt that your pants are going to fall down. This is the pants for your pipe that you've never had before. I've never seen this.
It holds it. I haven't seen that. That is that your... I mean, well, I've seen sleeves for pipes. But not one that hooks up to my belt.
With your
plastic.
Custom pipe.
That's, no, that's silicone or whatever.
That has a fucking blocker to block the
smoke. On the bong, let me go back to the bong for a second.
Yeah.
Let me grab it because I want to, yeah, thank you. Is the bottom come off so you can clean it?
So the bottom is entirely glass, but every piece can be pulled out and you can actually get your finger to touch any corner if it's dirty.
Really?
And that's where the little holes, so the holes that you remove the pieces through are pretty large,
right?
Which is why the caps fit perfectly on that. So you just cap it and shake it like you would, like say, like a cocktail mixer or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's been.
What are these hit for online?
Yeah, what are they hitting for?
So the bong and its base level comes in gray with two bowls and two downstems. That's $120.
Not bad.
I feel like they all just
should all stack.
They all almost stack together.
It
like
does
this.
Look like that, Blue.
I'm literally
like a Megatron.
Well, look at this one right here. This fits in it so tight, right? It's dope. This is like a really cool ashtray, right? But then I flipped it over and I put it down and I put my drink on it and it works as a great drink holder, right?
Perfect.
and then you can flip
it over and use the other side.
And
too.
Then if you want to put your, you know what I mean, bang, in it, it works there too. Right? And then it goes into here. Bang.
So that one is also so you can smoke a joint through your bong
and
if you want
into
it.
That. I mean,
you can smoke, because you just do that and smoke the joint through the bong.
Yeah,
my
so
goodness.
The little one hitters, these are, it's a little bit deeper. It's like a glass cigarette, little chillum. And then you can smoke a joint through it if you want as a joint.
Oh, it's your glass
extender.
Tip, yeah.
Yeah, and it's then you fire. Also can use it as an additional bowl if you want it. So everything should interact. We refer to it as our product ecosystem. We want every piece to kind of fit and naturally make sense when you're having your session, essentially.
Well, I'm loving everything about this. I think everything you guys have here, as well as all the products that you guys have so far.
We have a few others that I did not have in my apartment to bring, but, you know.
What other
got,
products are there?
We have a stash jar that looks pretty similar. Looks like the sister of the ashtray. It's got a storage base on the bottom, so any of your extra pieces that you get through session, you can keep in the base of that jar on top of, you have your little weed jar on top of it. We have a bunch of different colors. I only brought the gray. I thought that was a safe choice, but we now have 9 different colors, full rainbow. And we have a few new items that are going to be launching in the next couple months. So keep an eye out at sessiongoods.com and sessiongoods on Instagram.
You know, I'll tell you, it certainly is a good quality product. I like that about it, you know, and I do recognize the logo. How long have you guys been in market for?
4 years.
4 years in the market. And so are you guys distroing out of like Los Angeles and all the downtown area? Because, and I guess like the only reason I actually even know anything about this is because, one, I'm in the cannabis industry, but two, I just sold my smoke shop. My brother still owns one. And we have, Chris and I had one down the street from here. We own Smoke and Go USA. And then we have a couple different, we know all the guys that are in the distro of all these products, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see these out there?
I've seen their logo. I don't remember seeing this bong like
Would you
this,
have bought so that product for yourself?
I would have definitely had this.
I think you would have too. I actually like it too.
I just don't Thank know that I've seen it in all the stores, you know, in LA. Are you guys distroing it yourself out of LA?
So we work with a few distributors. We work with Windship predominantly as our largest distributor.
Gotcha.
But we have found that we are bringing a lot of things in-house. So our largest channel is direct-to-consumer. That's where we started. We also work with a lot of like traditional boutiques that are not in the cannabis space and a lot of dispensaries. So smoke shops, we pick up when we go to Champs. We do a few different Champs trade shows. I've been going for 7 years now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
With the other companies as well.
Shout out to Champs.
You should
the
actually come to G4 Live. We're going to be at G4
Live.
Yeah,
you should actually have a booth there.
That's so. I was just telling him I've been getting LinkedIn messages about it, and I'm having FOMO. We're going to Green Street in a couple weeks.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same.
Oh yeah. See if you can send a team out there. Either one. Green Street. Shout out to those guys. They're doing.
Yeah, Rama and them team. Their team is amazing.
Love them as well, though.
Yeah, they've.
But you should do too.
Doing great work.
Yeah, yeah, try to. Anyways,
we
got
it. We got some team members now, so I can like start splitting and conquering. But
we have Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker performing at G4 Live, so it's going to be a poppin' event, and the. Show just seems to be
and
a
Rove
show.
Will definitely be in the building.
Rove's always in the building. Rove has a great. As a matter of fact, I think that's where I met Joe from Rove at the G4 Live. Come to think about it, the first one and the whole team there was great. But my point is, Esther, you need to come to there because your type of product is something that people need to see. The more people that see this, in my opinion, just like Bruce had seen the brand name. If you don't see the brand name, guys, Google Session Goods. You got to see what
but
she's
even,
doing. Over
even
there.
Like if you call it Sessions, right, and then their slogans have a great session. And like, you know,
it's cool.
It's having a sesh. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're from the culture, you're like, yo, let's have a sesh. Oh, okay, cool. You know? So this whole concept of it all, it just freaking works.
Thank you.
Even like the quality, like just to go, like, I guess to dumb it down for people that are at home, like if you go buy a bong and it doesn't have a box and it doesn't have a, you know, all this other stuff, it's pretty normal. But when it does, you know you got some dope shit.
And you're stepping your game up. You're buying quality.
Shit. Like I bought many bongs. You didn't.
How many phones you buy?
Buy the damn bong.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You buy an Apple phone.
It don't come
in
a box. It don't come in a box. It ain't got a fancy little thing with it. It ain't got no thing that clips to your shit. It doesn't have any of that. So what I'm saying is when you look at a Sessions, you're gonna see something that typically you might not see, and it might probably cost more than you know just some geek off the street. But it's essentially gonna get you the quality that's gonna last in your home that you can keep discreetly and have.
I mean,
quality,
but yeah,
right? I mean that's what I feel like you guys are on that quality level.
And you also know that all of the pieces that we make will be able to be replaced. So if you break just a bowl, you can just come back and buy a bowl. You don't have to buy a whole new piece.
You're not like,
oh crap, like I broke like the downstem and I'm never going to find this downstem again.
Which happens all the time. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Esther, we're going to come back with the high five and some more questions about this amazing company, Session Goods. We'll be right back after this.
You better believe it.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Folks, turn your typical into something special. You know what I'm talking about, Loran Oils. When it comes to infused products, nothing's better than these folks right here. The flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, loranoils.com. Now, we got the high five coming up with you, Esther. But before we get into it, I mean, Blue, you said it so well. I love how you just described all that because I, too, can say to folks out there, yeah, no bullshit, you could buy a cheaper ball.
Yeah.
No joke. And you know us, yeah, folks. If you listen to us, we call a ball and a strike. When you said that box right there, and that is
that's the key element, right? That's what I'm saying.
And it's just like the reason why you spend that more money for the iPhone, because it's quality and it comes in a beautiful box. When you buy something that comes in something that you can keep it in store.
Yeah, if you buy a phone and don't have a box, bro.
You know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
I know plenty of people that do. Exactly. I'm like, what are you working with right there?
My point is, it's the same concept. You went and bought an iPhone, right? You might be listening to us on an iPhone. But you ain't going to go out and buy a nice bong if you smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is one of those nice player Apple-style bongs where it's a good quality, a good feel, thick glass. You can replace the replacing those pieces to me are key. It reminds me when I was young smoking for my prototype, losing the stem, losing this. Mm-hmm. You can't just replace. That to me is another key element of product that's amazing that you can keep growing with and lasting forever, like you guys are saying. Everything you guys are doing are fantastic. I can't wait to see you guys grow. And so happy that you guys have blessed Blue with birthday products.
And I'll tell you this. I'm going to, if you are leaving some of this stuff.
No, you're leaving so much of it. I'm not coming home with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely getting a collection for myself. This is my little collection right here, actually.
I can't wait to go. Yeah, I want one of these, too.
Because it's my party and I'll cry if I want
As you should. You know what I mean? And I want a set of just like his.
No, but I have a question before we go into the high five real quick. Just one more thing is you know.
So matching cool. It's all fly.
It's
what does it look like to you? It reminds you of something. And then there's a cap, too. Cool, like
this thing just rocks
exactly
on top. Like, get out of here, bro. Get out of here.
You know what reminds me of? That just store that I go to, the container store. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the container store,
let's
folks.
Get out of here.
And you see stuff that you use
you
in your house and you go, this is better.
You know what I mean? It's all gravy.
It's so dope.
Like, so before we jump into the high five, I do want to ask you. So you designed all these?
So...
Because I mean, I'm just
you
like,
and the four guys.
So there's four of us total.
Yeah.
There's four of us total that kind of came together at the very beginning of session. We all have various backgrounds in design. I would say that my strong suit is understanding the cannabis stoner side of things and being, you know, making sure things fit in with like what was the right price point, what shapes, what sizes, where were the trends moving, and then I let them draw and then I just kind of. Would edit and adjust. And the bong is actually based off of, we called it a navel. So it is an innie belly button, not an outie. And part of that was just because people break their arms when the down stems are extended. That was a big part where people were breaking.
Sure. Smart.
But yeah, a lot of what we do is refined through focus groups.
She said an innie, not an outie. And if you know, you know. I love that. And then, so you did help design it. It was a team effort.
We're all designers by trade, or we were all designers before we were.
And now you guys are salesmen.
And now we're both.
Merchandising.
Now, yeah.
And then what's next? So tell me what's next before we go on the high five. What's your next product line?
What can we see?
You have something. There's a layup coming.
So. We have a lot. So there's a couple things. We have a really exciting collaboration coming out in the fall that I'm excited about that we cannot speak too much to just yet. It will not be a fully new product, but a reimagination of some of the things we're currently working on. We are releasing our first line of kind of like swag and clothing this year. And we have two pieces that are in development currently that will build on the line that you can actually smoke out of. Those are also still very early stages. We'll be out next year. If you are interested in being a part of that design process, we are always looking for focus group volunteers, and it is linked on our website. You can fill out a focus group form, and we do things like interview people.
They care.
As we're developing the products to make sure
that
we make something people want.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, Esther, I love the product. I love everything you're doing. We're going to do the high five with Esther, the CEO of Session Goods. Esther, simple questions. Question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from?
I was 18. I was a freshman in college and I was trying to flirt with a boy at a party.
In Florida, go ahead now.
At Florida State. And he invited me to smoke weed in his car. No, I'm a Florida, I'm a Seminole all day. I'm a Seminole.
Okay.
Close enough.
Do the whole chop.
There's one or two out there. Don't worry.
I'm
just glad I didn't go there.
Good. Like,
one arm or two arms?
Well, I don't know. It's a little wonky. But he invited me to smoke weed in his car, and my friend wanted to make sure I didn't get murdered. So we went and smoked weed in the back of his car, but I definitely did not get high because I had no idea how to use a pipe, and I didn't want to ask because I wanted to look cool.
So you just, yeah.
And
forgot to hit the carb like he was talking about.
Yeah. No, I did not know how to use the carb.
It's not a hole.
I did not know how to use the carb, but yeah. I ended up getting high a couple weeks later for the first time. And then the irony is that I actually broke up with him because he smoked too much weed.
Yeah. And which, here you are.
Yeah, now I'm like, man, if you
have
look
you called
back,
him since?
You ready for this? This is my record, right? My mom left my dad because he taught us how to sell weed.
You know what I'm saying? That's real spit, though.
And then here we are. You know what I'm saying?
But tell what your mom does now, too, on the side.
And now
tell
my mom works with us.
You hey, know?
Hey. She's got her own company and shit, just like us.
Miss Puerto Rico's doing it.
And she was Miss Puerto Rico. Good, you know.
I love his mother. She's so beautiful. Yeah. Good soul.
And rest in peace to Pops.
All day, every day. Hit her with question number two.
All right. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
Well, we've touched on this, but I like bongs.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Big ones, small ones. So I love, well, I mean, I pretty much only smoke out of my bong now, but I also have a lot of them. I have a couple really beautiful pieces that were custom blown from Grav Labs. Back in the day, those are my early ones. I have a Summerland bong. I don't know, something about the water filtration. I never smoke cigarettes, so the water was very helpful, and I now have a tolerance where a bong is necessary.
Did you ever name your bongs?
I never got into that. I broke too many to like give it. I didn't want to like commit.
Right,
it would be
right,
so
right.
much sadder when
it happens. Yeah, but it was because you had so many. I was wondering if you did. Esther, question number three. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
This one was hard because I know when I leave, I'm going to think of like five better answers. But I would say I have probably the most, I guess, famous spot would be the Prada store that's in the middle of the desert in Texas. It is an art installation. It's outside of Marfa. I was going through with a group of cannabis people on our way to Austin to go visit with the Grav Labs team. And we stopped and everybody was like smoking weed and hotboxing outside of it. And it was a great time, although don't smoke weed in Texas.
Is the Grav Labs the one that you flip over in the water?
That's the stunted glass.
Oh.
Grav does like they were known for their gravity bong.
Oh yeah,
was
the ones
first
pushed
one.
Down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now
yeah,
they
yeah,
have I like they have a shit ton of stuff.
I know people. Who they are. Yeah, I know who they are. Just I was wondering if that was that one that, because I feel like I've seen your logo on that.
Their logo looks pretty similar.
Pretty similar. Yeah. 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 Okay. So I'm not tripping. Okay.
No.
Cool.
No.
All right. Cool. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Ooh, okay, so I love Tostino's pizza rolls.
Ooh, those are fun.
Yeah.
Put some in the oven right now. Here we go.
Yeah, let's
I make them, or I buy them every time we go on a team trip for, like, if we stay in an Airbnb, that is, like, at least we always have them.
Fantastic.
But the best.
That's always nice. Question number five of the high five with Esther, the CEO of Session Goods. If you could smoke cannabis, Esther, with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why?
So I would love to have smoked with Anthony Bourdain, I think, out of everyone. I was thinking about it in the car more, and like, you know.
He was in the car like, what
who
am
else?
I
it's a pondering one. Did
who,
you watch him on, he was on CNN,
oh,
right?
The food I used show to watch, guy. I used to watch all of the episodes.
He's not
but
the first,
like,
she's not the first that said
he's
that.
Not, she's
yeah.
not.
Not the
funny
first
you
time
that.
That you said that.
Because
like, someone else has said
no, a few
getting
people.
Getting high yeah. and like eating and having a really good conversation is like the reason, like that just makes
that's
cannabis so much more fun. Yeah, like all of this, you know, we just need like five course meals and like a shit ton of alcohol, you know?
Well, were you here for lunch and we got food here?
Yeah. Oh yeah! No.
Did you already eat? Did you eat?
Oh, I've grounds. Don't.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I've been popping around, but
steak and shrimp and.
That's
shrimp.
That's the ultimate community, you know, like decadence. Like
he was one of those guys. Like Boo just said, a few people have said him, and I love watching his shows. And you're right; it's about the culture of sitting down, and not only that, the spiritual aspect of the culture as well. As far
sure.
as you know, just the spiritual aspect of life. I'm going to go back as far as even just claim Jesus. Going, let's break bread.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's part of the whole experience. Let's just sit down and break communion together. And if we're smoking, we're smoking. But you're right. I believe in that concept. I look at that even at my home. When you come to my house, you're going to break bread. I'm going to offer you something. We're going
to
hang out.
You have to. Yeah, you have
to. It's part of the, for my house, culture.
I'm always trying to feed people, too. Like, you want something to eat? Want something to drink? No.
I'll make
you
something
you
right
sure?
now,
like, you don't want to try this? Like,
yeah, it's part of the
half
gig.
Half the time it's in my mouth and shit. I'm just like, you sure you want to try this?
Well, Esther, we love the product. We love the things.
Really,
I can't wait to see
it really
Session
is
Goods
nice.
All over the place. I mean, I like what you're doing.
It's beautiful.
You guys have worked hard to make an amazing product. I can't wait to see you guys out there. Is there something that we missed or something that you want to tell the audience about that we didn't touch on?
Well, I just want to say thank you for having me again. And, like, you know, this is a great step towards getting our name out there a little more. People don't know we're a good option yet, and that's really what we're trying to do. So buy bongs. Just buy some bongs.
Buy quality
bongs. Buy quality bongs.
And what's the website?
We are sessiongoods.com. You can follow us on Instagram at sessiongoods. And, yeah, we are. Thank you again. I'm stoked to share all the things that I love.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do. Keep it locked.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.